Benchmarking areas. Here we discuss benchmarking customer satisfaction, retention, efficiency, effectiveness, agility, resilience, supply chain costs, and growth. Transformation maturity can also be benchmarked. Customer satisfaction and retention. When benchmarking customer satisfaction and retention, note that it is not possible to quantify satisfaction. A proxy metric can be used, such as the Net Promoter Score, but this type of score is subjective and does not help define what needs to improve. While such scores can be tracked internally for trends, they are not the best benchmarks. Rather, seek specifics about what customers want versus what they get. A simple customer survey asking customers to rank you and a competitor on specific score DS performance attributes or service areas can provide quality information on customer service levels and gaps. Exhibit 1-55 shows a service area survey that our case study organization sent to a key retailer who also gets similar products from a competing distributor. The scale is 1 to 10, with 1 being poor and 10 being world-class. This information can be compared to the strategy to determine gaps. Exhibit 1-55. Sample, Inc. Petroleum and Chemical Products Company Customer Survey. Efficiency, resilience, and effectiveness. Customer-focused resilience, reliability, responsiveness, and agility, internally focused efficiency, costs, profit, and assets, and holistically focused sustainability, environmental and social, can all be benchmarked using SCORE-DS or a similar KPI tree. This is discussed elsewhere. To benchmark effectiveness, one could benchmark profit, for example, or consider the overall effectiveness of the supply chain strategy by looking at trade-offs between priorities to ensure that the overall strategy can be profitable. A trade-off area is that higher levels of resilience tend to lower efficiency. Investing in consistency, speed, or the ability to flex capacity is hard to achieve while also having a least cost supply chain. This is one reason why organizations need to select a competitive basis for a supply chain. One also cannot ignore either factor entirely, which is why organizations seek parity for lower priorities. An organization that competes on low cost will maximize efficiency, but will still need some amount of reliability and responsiveness as order qualifiers and some level of agility to mitigate demand risk. An organization that is agile to demand fluctuations or supply chain disruptions will still need some efficiency or it will go out of business. Supply chain costs. Supply chain costs and operational efficiency can be benchmarked using the SCORE-DS metrics. Costs can use CO1.1, total supply chain management costs. Operational efficiency can use the profit metric PR1.1, earnings before interest and taxes, EBIT, as a percent of revenue, which measures the organization's earning power from ongoing operations. Since EBIT equals revenue, cost of goods sold, COGS, operating expenses, one could also benchmark COGS and operating expenses for more nuance. There are, of course, many other ways to benchmark supply chain costs and operational efficiency. For example, an organization with human resources as its primary cost driver could benchmark revenue per employee, growth. Benchmarking results from many organizations have shown that superior supply chain performance leads to superior organizational performance. Projecting a superior growth rate is one way to sell a supply chain transformation. Organizations can benchmark revenue growth against overall industry growth rates. To get more value from a growth rate analysis, the organization will seek data indicating which are the true growth drivers. For example, reliable availability, agility, responsiveness, innovation, continuous improvement. Organizations can also internally benchmark growth, such as for a business unit's product families. Exhibit 1-56 shows an example for Sample, Inc., who created this growth rate analysis as part of a product-to-market map. It compares each product family's growth for existing and new customers. For each product family, the analysis is nuanced between new product introductions, NPIs, and existing products. For each customer category, it looks at revenue growth, gross margin growth, and unit sales growth. The analysis determines which areas have positive growth, plus, neutral growth, zero, and negative growth. Growth issues can be identified. Exhibit 1-56, Sample Inc. Growth rate analysis for the Americas and its petroleum products unit. Transformation maturity benchmarking. Organizations engaging in digital transformation will want to see how their digital maturity levels relate to what competitors are planning or doing. This type of benchmarking is useful when working to develop a sense of urgency for changes, such as knowing a competitor is already well underway with their transformation. Benchmarking organizations exist that use surveys to benchmark in the areas of IT maturity, the maturity of the digital backbone, operations maturity, which specific digital processes are being implemented, analytics maturity, from data basics to reporting to descriptive analytics to predictive and prescriptive analytics to automation of whole processes and AI, digital business model maturity, no strategy, want one, have roadmap, have steering committee, etc. Organizations can also benchmark their enterprise resources planning, ERP, systems. For example, ERP vendor SIP has standard application benchmarks that help determine the best hardware and database performance of SIP applications in terms of scalability and other factors.